Good day, my name is the Reverend Rodney Brits. I have been invited by Michael to come and take the service and conduct a service at St. Kieran's, and it's an honour and a pleasure for me to do so. A bit about myself, I'm retired just recently, so I'm still finding my feet in this retirement, but nevertheless, I'm happy to be serving you today. My sermon is entitled Scraping Dirt or Soaring High. But before we get to the sermon, let us just open in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this beautiful day, this day that you've given us to worship you, a gift, Lord, not only for us, but for all the world to worship you, Almighty God. Father, we thank you that we can do these things and that you allow us to come into your presence through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our call to worship is taken from Psalm 91 and reading from verses 1 to 2. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Beautiful opening words for us to consider today. And then the reading, the first reading that I have is taken from the book of Isaiah, and it's taken from chapter 40 and reading from verses 25 to 31. So for those of you who would like to follow, Isaiah 40 verses 25 to 31. Hear the word of God. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? Who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name? Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And then we turn to Ephesians chapter 6, and reading from verses 10 to 18. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 18, that famous passage that speaks about the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with a belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. And lastly, we hear from John, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 17, and reading from verses 11 to 21. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so the scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of this world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify them myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are one in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Amen, and may the Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word. To his name be all glory, honor, and praise. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word that is so powerful to us. Let us stand on that word so that we may have life with you. Not just life in this world, but eternal life in Jesus Christ. As I speak, Lord, let my words become your words. Amen. My dear friends, our text for today is taken from Isaiah chapter 40 and verses 31 to 32. Let me remind you what it is. But those who wait or trust or hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar as on the wings of eagles. They shall run and not grow tired. The Bible uses the image of an eagle on many occasions to speak about God's almighty, almighty power. And I believe that this is the time or the opportunity for us to come before the Lord at the beginning of this year and to draw on this mighty power for the things that lay ahead of us during the course of this year. And so in the light of the eagle's biblical image, I'd like to pose the following question. Are we closer to being spiritual eagles, or are we like spiritual chickens? Let's look at some facts about chickens. Chickens love to go with the flow and to follow other chickens. If one chicken wanders out of the coop, all the others will follow. They may not know where they're going, but they don't want to miss out on anything. Chickens make a big deal over very small little matters. When a chicken lays an egg, all the other chickens in the farmyard finds out. If one finds a worm or a bug in the dirt, they all want it. And they often chase one another, and they fight and scrap to get their beaks on that little bug. Chickens eat everything they can, and they pick especially if another chicken's eating it. Some chickens are bullies. They love to take stuff away from other chickens, and they usually pick on others smaller than themselves. Some chickens love to show off, especially at 4 a.m. in the morning when they begin to crow and to flap their wings. Chickens are definitely not interested in heavenly things. They are content with the chicken coop, scratching in the dirt for food, always looking down. I guess we could say that they are earthbound, and most of them will not fly long distances. Living a chicken life, my dear friends, is not for Christians. You see, they spend their time fighting and arguing and eating and scraping in the dirt, looking at the ground, mostly confined to their little chicken coop. But on the other hand, and in contrast to the chicken, have you ever seen a martial eagle? For me, it is the king of the South African raptors. It is majestic. It is regal. It is magnificent. Let's look at the character and the traits of this thing called an eagle. See, eagles are strong. They have keen eyesight. They are swift, they are courageous, and they are free. In flight, the eagle is magnificent. It is said that the eagle can reach speeds of up to 240 kilometers per hour. It can soar to great heights and is able to glide or ride on thermals for hours, and does so effortlessly, or so it seems to me. Eagles mate for life, and they nest in high places where there is protection, where they can survey the surrounding area, and from where they can launch themselves. Eagles, interestingly enough, return to the same nest year after year. The eagle also gives shade to their young as they cover them with their wings. The male hunts, and the female feeds, and both parents sit on the eggs and they guard the nest. They feed the young and they train them. Little eaglets cannot survive on worms and grasshoppers, but must eventually move on to a diet that will allow them to grow healthy and strong. Every need is supplied for the young until they can manage their own. Eagles teach the young to fly by creating a slipstream which helps to lift the stragglers. Eagles are born to fly. The sky is their domain. They are trained by their parents, and if the eagle does not learn to fly on its own, it will eventually become the hunted instead of the hunter, the victim instead of the victor. They prey instead of the pursuer. When storms come, this is quite interesting as well, they mount up and they fly above the storm instead of letting the storm get the better of them. And so the question really is very simple. Do we have a spiritual chicken mentality, scraping dirt and eating worms? Or do we have faith like an eagle that is heaven-bound? Here is the conundrum for us today. If we have a chicken spiritual mentality, how on earth will we ever overcome the obstacles of these things to our faith? So, I invite you to turn with me to the scriptures for some answers. First point that I'd like to make is, be watchful and vigilant as an eagle. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says this. Be sober, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Secondly, we ought to be confident and at rest. We ought to soar above the storms of life. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 2 says this to us today. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. And Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 further encourages us. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, in Jesus Christ. Thirdly, we are told not to let ourselves be intimidated by anything. For Romans chapter 8 says this to us, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, that is the power of love and sound mind. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The fourth little point reminds us that we need to be confident when going through a dry season. And my friends, we all go through dry seasons. James says this to us, James chapter 1 verse 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. And then we are told in the scriptures, the fifth little point is, don't ever give up. Stand on the foundation of your faith. Without faith, you see, it is impossible to please God. And then the next little gem that I'd like to share with you is that we ought to adapt to and defend the territory that God has given us. Ephesians reminds us of this when it says, therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the saints. We're also told in the scriptures, the seventh little thought that I have, is to trust in the Lord with all our heart, and we ought not lean on our own understanding. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, which teaches us this. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. See, friends, as Christians, we are called to soar like eagles in the Lord. We are not like chickens scraping dirt and eating worms, feeling sorry for ourselves. Let us put our hope and trust in the Lord. And let us rise up as the people of God. Let us revisit our theme again today from Isaiah 40. And I'm reading from the message this time. Why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying, God has lost track of me. He doesn't care what happens to me. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out. He doesn't pause to catch his breath. He knows everything inside and out. He energizes those that get tired and gives fresh strength to the dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and they don't lag behind. And so, my friend, this is a challenge for us this year. Are we going to scrape dirt with our heads down as chickens moping around in the farmyard? Or are we going to trust in the Lord and soar like eagles this year, telling all and sundry about the goodness of Almighty God and the salvation that He offers us in Jesus Christ? Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You that in Jesus Christ and in the power of Your Holy Spirit, we have been elevated from this earth into the heavenly realms, where we sit under Your wing and where You allow us to soar like eagles. Let our faith grow from strength to strength this year, so that others may see the children of God in their midst. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Michael and the leaders of St. Kyrian's for allowing me into the pulpit today. May God bless you richly in the coming year. Bye-bye.